The annual South by Southwest Music Festival is underway in Austin, Texas, and among the hundreds of artists who will be performing is Seahawson, which is made up of Clayson Benally and his sister Janeda. They're based in Flagstaff, but originally from Black Mesa on the Navajo Nation. They also performed last year and about 17 years ago as a different band. I caught up with them as they were driving to Austin.
This is going to be the first ever Native American showcase that we are playing at, coming up on Saturday.
So, as a band, what do you hope that you get out of performing at this showcase and being part of South by Southwest?
Well, being part of South by Southwest gives us an opportunity to network with other musicians, with other festivals, with media. It really is this music industry door opener.
How are you expecting that this year's festival will be different than the first time you were there, you know, more than a decade ago?
This year, the festival will be much different than when we were there about 17 years ago because it's grown so much. I think 80,000 people are expected to descend upon Austin, Texas. And a lot of those people are musicians. A lot of those people are music industry related, but there's also a lot of people who are fans and who are audience.
You'll be performing as part of a Native American showcase, and I'm curious how that, as a band, what's the importance, I guess, of performing as part of a Native American showcase as opposed to maybe a different kind of showcase or just performing on your own?
Last year when we were performing as Seahawson, we recognized that there were so many different stages from all over the world, but it was all genres on these different showcases. And we realized that there wasn't a platform, there wasn't a stage for Native America's music. And that was really important for us. I think that that's what's going to be really different this year, is that we're really trying to carve out a stage, a platform for Native American artists in the world and in mainstream society.
Since you've stopped, is your brother now available to chat for a minute?
Yeah, he is, and he is excited to take the phone from me.
All right, terrific. Well, let's talk to him then.
Hello?
Hi, is this Clayson?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, after your previous times playing at South by Southwest, did you notice that there was an increase in interest in your music? Did you get more calls from venues that wanted to book you or from record labels, anything like that?
17 years ago, this is where people would go if you wanted to shop for a record label. You wanted to get signed. And today, of course, the music industry has changed so much. And, you know, I think everybody's scrambling trying to understand how to, you know, make a living as an artist, as a musician. Everybody is trying to get that exposure, getting media recognition. In the past, you know, we have benefited from, you know, being at the showcase, just having, you know, that kind of exposure, and, you know, it's brought us all throughout the world and met amazing, wonderful artists and musicians.
Who are you most excited to see?
You know, I have not picked up a magazine or looked at all the schedules, because I know there's so much, it's overwhelming, that last year I tried to organize it and be at the right place at the right time, and it was just too crazy. There's music happening on every street corner, every venue, almost every hotel room here is turned into some sort of stage. So you just have to be in the right place at the right time, and wherever you go, you're going to hear something pretty unique and special.
Clayson Benally and his sister Janeda are the band Seahawson, which will be performing at South by Southwest on Saturday. But not everyone who's anyone is in Austin. Jeff Freundlich, COO of Phoenix-based Fervor Records, isn't going and has never been to South by Southwest.
It's an amazing festival. It's an amazing opportunity for bands that are well-prepared and have set up meetings and know that there'll be some key decision makers and taste makers at the showcases, but we have a lot of relationships with many of these people, and so rather than meeting up with them in crowded, dark, smoky bars, we'd rather spend our time developing and cultivating those relationships kind of in a separate environment.
How do you go about developing those relationships if not at a place where pretty much everybody's going to be?
Well, you know, for us, it's really about referrals. So we don't do a lot of cold calling. So for us, it's more about saying, hey, you know, I can see on LinkedIn that you're friends with somebody over at a major brand or a major ad agency, and I think we might have something that's the right fit for that agency. Would you mind doing a quick email intro?
What do you tell your bands who are able to play down there? I mean, how do you try to get them prepared and ready to perform at South by Southwest?
You know, we tell our artists, you know, your show has to be perfect. You know, a lot of artists tend to think local and they need to think national, right? So if you go see a national concert, those shows are so well rehearsed. Paul McCartney doesn't tune his guitar while the amp is on so everybody can hear it, right? And he knows what he's going to say between songs. It's a rehearsed show. And so if you're going to go showcase, you need to be perfect. The other thing that we've told our artists is if you're going to go down there, make sure that you've got meetings set up. And even if it's only a 10 or 15 minute meeting with a ad agency or with a national brand, how are you going to capture an executive's imagination in 10 minutes so that they remember you outside of the other 400 bands they saw that week, so that when you call, you know, 14 days later, they're going to remember who you are?
Jeff Freundlich is Chief Operating Officer of Phoenix-based Fervor Records.